Well, at the end of May in 1914, the city had a four-day event called the Pageant and Mask, which was a gigantic celebration of the city's history. When I say gigantic, I mean the cast of the Pageant and Mask consisted of about 7,500 people.
Can you paint that picture? What did the stage look like?
The Grand Basin was covered over with temporary platforms for the stage. And so on the stage were gigantic sets the size of multiple city blocks with this large, you know, multi-story backdrop with big groups of people coming to the stage to recreate famous events. The mayor of St. Louis, first mayor William Carlane, depicted with actual gunfire. He was actually firing a pistol. The actor.
Wait, there was gun.
Actual gunfire on stage. Also, they dropped out part of the platform and used the water in the basin to recreate everything from flatboats to steamboats. At one point, there was a chorus of male singers on a flatboat arriving at the port of St. Louis. And the actors were not only rowing the boat, but singing the choral score at the same time. So it was a huge production.
Can you describe the crowd and what it looked like here?
Really, what photos show the most are these giant crowds of St. Louisans who came to see it. So every picture taken from the back shows they had 54,000 seats on Art Hill that were full. Nobody knew how big it would grow, how many people it would attract for the four nights that it ran here on Art Hill. And one thing noted after the Pageant and Mask was how quiet people were. 54,000 people showed up, but they paid attention. Because visitors wouldn't have been able to hear very much if they were all talking, which sometimes happens at events today. They could not afford 7,500 microphones. So it's really a great act of listening and attentiveness. Something I don't know if crowds today could pull off.
So what exactly does a pageant and mask mean?
So a pageant is, you know, traditionally sort of a historical play that depicts some narrative with the plot. And a mask is very simply a theatrical play in which actors would wear masks. Today, you know, we might associate this type of entertainment with the municipal opera, the Muni. And that wouldn't be an accident because actually the Pageant and Mask inspired a group of theatrical producers, actors, musicians to start the municipal opera, which came out of all that and became the Muni, this beloved institution, which still brings thousands of people together today.
There's so many things that kind of sprinkled out of this.
Right. The Pageant and Mask, it's one of the most important things that happened in St. Louis that nobody knows about anymore.
And why do you think no one knows about it?
Well, I think that, you know, it's not part of the story we get handed down about St. Louis. I mean, why would someone know about this? There's no plaque. There's no marker. The Pageant and Mask is a singular event. Vanished as quickly and as mysteriously as it arose in the first place.